T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Milwaukee evens it at 2, 109-103. Didn't look good for a while. They were down 9 early in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker was going crazy. He had 38 points after three quarters. Then he picked up his fifth foul early in the fourth, had to sit for a while. That shifted the momentum a little bit. Chris Middleton had a great game. He had 40 points. The story of the game is turnovers. Phoenix had 17. Chris Paul did not play well at all. They have to figure that out when they get back home. So it's tied at 2. One of the key plays in the game, we'll set the scene for you. The Bucks had come back, had taken the lead 101-99 with a minute 14 left to play, and Phoenix looked like they were going to tie it. Incredible. It was a great block. You know, I heard about it. I wasn't watching live, I'll be honest. And I heard about it on the radio coming in. I said, wow, this is unbelievable. I looked at it. It was a great block.
It was somewhat of the combination of, you know, trying to beat the pick and roll.
Yes.
And stopping the penetrator and then getting back to make the block.
Right. Now, obviously, like when Tayshaun did it against Reggie Miller and LeBron against Iguodala, more spectacular to do it that way. Maybe athletically, what Giannis did was more difficult.
Yes.
It didn't have the spectacular look that the other two did, but it was a great play and saved the game, basically.
I think it's like, I think when you look at it on replay, it's more impressive. Oh, yeah, he had to do this and that. It's kind of like Vince Carter during the slam dunk contest when he did all those crazy dunks. And it's the dunk that he like put his arm through the rim. That's actually impressive because it's like, oh, he had to like get all the way up and then like,
yes.
Put his arm all the way through there and like his and then elbows hang there. Up and on the rim and then you hang from there. Yeah.
So we wanted to ask at 248-539-9797, and doesn't have to be defensive plays.
Because that
play will, you know, go down in history, and it'll be, you know, when they run the highlights of the, you know, the intro into the NBA Finals in the year 2036. You'll see that Giannis play just like you see some of the old stuff now. What are your favorite iconic NBA Finals moments?
I think it will, just continuing to talk about Giannis's, it will increase in importance and legendary status if the Bucks go on to win the championship.
Absolutely.
If they don't, it's another great play.
Yeah.
It'll be a quick highlight. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you mentioned it, LeBron's chase down block in 16. Mm-hmm. When I think of the NBA Finals and iconic moments, one of them that just pops in my mind every single time is Ray Allen.
Yes.
And the three that he hit baseline.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Unreal. And was that 2013?
Yeah, that won LeBron another championship, basically, because they tied the series and they won it in game seven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was incredible. When you go back in the Wayback Machine, for me, there's one that also, because you mentioned, you know, and I just thought about this, Giannis having to win it for it to really be iconic. There's an iconic one. I don't remember if it was 70 or 70. Anyway, one of the years the Knicks won the NBA title. They were playing the Lakers, and Jerry West hit like a 68-foot half-court shot or a little beyond half-court.
Game 3, 1970.
To tie the game.
Mm-hmm.
People forget. They lost that game.
Yes.
Not the series.
It just sent it to overtime.
It sent the game into overtime, which they lost, but everybody remembers the Jerry West shot if you were around that time. 248-539-9797. currently, you know, or more recently, you mentioned, you know, the Ray Allen play. We mentioned, you know, LeBron's block on Iguodala. What about the Kyrie shot in that same series?
Yes.
In that same game.
Yep, 2016.
I mean, that was...
as big as you're going to get.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What about, I believe this was in the finals against Houston, where Larry Bird took a right-handed shot and missed, got the rebound and put it up with the left. Do you, you remember that shot?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think that was in the finals. There was actually one that I was at, the Philly playing the Lakers, and they show it all the time. Julius Erving under the basket with Mark Landsberger.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That was
iconic.
Yes.
Iconic for him.
Yes.
Because we've seen him do that many times, but obviously in the finals. I got another one for you. And I don't, you know, they didn't end up winning, but the Allen Iverson, when he hits shot and then steps over
Tyronn
Lue.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Because when you do see highlights of NBA finals, you see Allen Iverson.
Yes.
You don't even see the shot.
No.
It's the step over.
Right, exactly. And the fact of the matter is they lost that series in five games. They did win a game, which was surprising at the time.
They won that one.
Yes, they did win that game.
Yeah, game one, right.
248-539-9797. We'll take your calls, your texts. Most iconic NBA finals moments. You had one with the Giannis block of DeAndre Ayton with a minute 15 left to play with the Bucks. Holding on to a 101-99 lead. LeBron's block, game 7, 1 minute left, iconic play. Mm-hmm. Just a kid from Akron. 007, the microwave, Vinnie Johnson.
Yes.
Definitely around here. I don't think it resonates nationally, unfortunately, but that's just the way it was with the Bad Boys. Unless I missed it, I can't believe Stoney didn't mention Dr. J's incredible reverse layup against the Lakers in 80, Dave from Dearborn. Yes, I did mention it. Mark Landsberger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, looked like Coach Ken Reeves in The White Shadow.
Yes.
He looked like him. There's some other ones that I wrote down. Some are a little more modern. Michael Jordan, okay? Obviously, the game-winning shot in 98.
Yep.
Also, the shrug.
In 92.
Against Portland, right?
35, it was at the second quarter?
Yeah.
35-point first half.
And then there was the one that, I mean, Jamie always says it's the most overrated play in basketball, where he does the little, just a little layup, he switches hands, and people just went like, I think
spectacular move by Michael Jordan.
Very good there, Greg. and it was great.
You beat Stoney to it. He's disappointed.
Not at all. Because I couldn't remember exactly if it was Marv or Costas doing it back then. Anyway, that was a great play, but I think that's way overblown. Especially
because it was unnecessary.
Well, not just because it was unnecessary. It was because it was basically rudimentary for Michael.
It was a layup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Michael, his teammates, you know, Paxson and Kerr hit big, big shots to win series.
Yes.
In the finals.
John Paxson in 93.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's the one back, I mentioned the Jerry West one, but the Knicks, game 7, when Willis Reed entered the Madison Square Garden, the place went crazy. I mean, there was no, and he made his first two shots, I think. I mean, the Garden went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little overblown because everything in New York is overblown. But it wasn't like you're talking about iconic moments.
Yeah,
they always show Willis walking through the tunnel or whatever, the ramp to get onto the court. They always show that.
Here's one. I know it's local. It's obviously Bad Boys era. Isaiah Thomas when he had 25 in the third quarter, but it was the injured ankle.
Yeah,
and I just remember him. When I close my eyes and I think of that game, like it was like hitting a shot, falling down, and then getting up and running down the court, limping on that ankle.
Yeah.
It's etched in my memory forever.
Mm-hmm. Now, one that I would like to add that is a personal favorite of mine, and it is Bad Boys era, it's the Isaiah shovel pass to Rodman for the dunk in 89. Yes. In game 2.
Oh, yeah.
They were down, they were making a run, they have that pass, the palace goes nuts. Rodman does his fist pump when he throws that one down. That's pretty cool. That's a personal favorite of mine.
How about in the 04 finals, Ben had a great block on Shaq. I mean, that's not, they would never show it.
Yeah.
You know, but you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. See, I don't remember that, but are you thinking of the 06 series against the Heat when he had a big block against Shaq in game 5?
No, I think he had one. I think he had a big block against the Lakers. I think. I mean, I could be definitely wrong.
I don't recall that one.
I don't remember.
If Greg doesn't recall it, I mean, it didn't happen.
Yes.
Because he is the master of the recall.
And how about, okay, we talked about some of the positive ones, the shovel pass Isaiah had, the ankle, but in 05, the three-pointers by Robert Horry.
Three-pointer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had to bring that one up, didn't you?
Well, it's...
I know, it's...
Iconic.
It's iconic. God, they would have won that series. What the hell was Rashid thinking?
I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.